Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, Elisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. A lot of transformation going on, but also self-reflection and inner truth being awakened. And we're going through a lot coming up. There's going to be a lot of crazy roller coaster rides. And then up, down, the upside down, the backwards. And then it's like, oh, my God, the ride's over. And then
I like roller coasters. I get off one and hobble and wobble over to the next one. And my whole life has been a roller coaster.
Well, it's going to be exciting, but it's going to be a little concerning sometimes. And we're going to be thinking, what is really going on? But this is what we're being shown is to step inward and really reflect on the inner truth and the soul knowing. There's been so much outside interference trying to distract us from being like in our truth and in our own knowing that we've become so disorganized and distracted. And it's just more about getting more centered and whole and knowing your truth and learning to trust that, because we trust people externally instead of really listening to the trust and the truth of the self. So this is a really powerful time, but it has to become this roller coaster ride to help people get shaken to look inward and not be so much part of the exterior world, because it's too crazy. It's just too crazy. And so it's about centering and looking inward. And I just see so much calm and peace after that. So I know it's hard to see right now, but there's so much good and so much powerful, beautiful light filtrating in. And even though it feels like we're in the dark of the storm sometimes, it is the end. It's like the end. Like, this is where it's going to just fade away and good will be here for all of us to hold and grasp. So it's about holding on for the ride. Okay, that's the message I've been getting, actually.
And don't you think, I know that you're constantly advising people to get outside, go into nature. I think part of that is because it's very valuable to unplug. I mean, I have a cell phone. Yeah, I carry my cell phone with me for emergencies.
Yeah.
But I like to just immerse myself in nature. And if I want to take pictures, I do it with an actual camera rather than my camera on my phone, so that the phone is there for emergency or if I need to call someone. But I like to unplug when I go outside.
Yes. You know, I've been spending a lot of time out at the beach, and I have a pup that is very intuitive as well. I call her my spiritual pup. And, you know, even though all animals are very intuitive, but this one's like really special. She's very empathic and very compassionate about feelings of humans and animals. And I took her on a dolphin tour with me, and we had a whole boat full of people, and she was speaking to the dolphins. We were surrounded by families and babies and love, and they would play and then start to leave, and then she would call them and they'd turn around and come back to us.
Oh my goodness.
For a long time. They were conversing pretty much the whole tour, which was about an hour and a half. So it was such a magical day. And to see how animals, they're communicating on a high frequency that we humans cannot really hear, especially with the dolphins. Like, their frequency, but my dog could hear them. Her ears were wide open. They were perked up, and she had her paws over the boat, the gate around the boat, and she was just talking to them. And the whole everyone on the who was there with us was saying, "Go, Gaia." She's talking to them. It was so incredible. And I've never seen that before. Even the captain of our boat was like, "This is amazing. Like, the dogs really can communicate." So it's just to show us that there's so much more we don't know. And even though, and it was like invisible because the dolphins were on such a high frequency that we weren't hearing them with our human ears, but the dog could hear the frequency of the dolphin. And yet she was communicating vocally where we could hear. You know, it was interesting how, even though we don't see it, it's still around us. It's like the invisible becomes visible. And I've been speaking about that a lot. So it's such a beautiful shift that has taken place, and it's magical in the nature. So, you know, when we're in the toxic and the lower frequencies, like we listen to the TV and the electronics and all this, it brings our energy field down. So it's so important to, like you said, turn it off, get outside, be in that moment, sit by the water if you can, or sit just in nature by the trees if you can, and just allow yourself to ground and decompress and realign inside of yourself. And, you know, that's where your gifts start to shine through. That's where, you know, you can connect to the self more and your truth and your knowing. So that's just a powerful place to stand right now, because it's going to look a little crazy around us it already has, but it's going to get a little bit more crazy. And people, you know, it's like we get to choose. Do we want to be the observer, or do we want to be in the storm? And it's about making that choice that's best for you. And so I just love being in nature and paying attention, because when you do, you start to see magic happen that you really overlooked that has been around us. It's just been quite interesting. And this is interesting too. This is another thing that happened to me. We were driving back from being at the beach, and we have to go through a waterway. There's water on both sides and this highway right through the middle. And we thought we saw manatees over swimming kind of on the shoreline. And both myself and who I was with said, "Oh my gosh, look at the manatees." And we stopped. You know, we came to a place where we could stop and pull over, and there was like a side beach, and we got out of the car and we walked where we thought we saw the manatees, and we're like, "Oh, there they are." And we walked, you know, down this beach, and we get there, and no, they're rocks. And we both saw manatees. So we had this illusion that we saw these manatees, right?
Wow.
Well, we're walking back, and this is how magic works. We're walking back on the beach, and I received a message that there was this lady who was from Venezuela, a beautiful woman, sitting alone on a little blanket under a tree. And I got the message that she was very sad and to go talk to her. So I said to this person I was with, you know, he's like, "I'm going to go sit down and on the bench over here. You go to give her a message." So I walked back and I said, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm fine." And I said, "Well, I do this spiritual stuff, and I received a message that you might be having a tough time and you're sad." And I said, "You know, we're supposed to disconnect from the toxic people right now." And she's like, "Well, it's hard for me because it's my daughter." And I said, "Yes, she's going through struggles. How old's your daughter?" She said, "She's in her 20s. She's going through a dark path right now, and she's having a problem with, you know, making choices." And so all this guidance came, and she received the guidance. And she sat there, and she just had tears coming down her cheeks. And she's like, "Thank you so much for showing up today." And so, you know, sometimes when we don't understand why things show up or happen, or we think we see something, and then we go see it, and it's really just an illusion, because God had a different plan. And when you understand how to set, you know, that frequency and just go with the flow and the surrender, we get guided to magic. And that one instant from us stopping changed that lady's perspective for her whole day.
Exactly. That was why you both thought you saw manatees. That was to get your attention.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You realized, oh, there's something else even more magical than a manatee.
And we can all do that. We all have the power to do that. It's just about, so that, but nature actually awakens that intuition inside of us and the truth and to trust ourselves. The hardest thing on the journey is to trust yourself, because others will bring the doubt. They'll question. They'll think you're crazy. They'll say, oh, that can't be. But when you stand in the truth of your own knowing, because you really trust yourself, you stand in that space and carry on, because it doesn't matter what other people think. It's knowing that you're doing what you know to be your truth. And that's what really matters. So we can let our callers in, but I just thought that was a powerful message for the collective.
It is.
Turn inward and listen to your truth. Okay?
Yeah. I'm letting Cindy in. She's from Florida. Hi, Cindy. Are you with us?
Hi. I am. Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I love
You're
that
welcome.
Message you just had.
It's for the collective.
Yeah, she's
so
amazing.
There's all these beautiful choices and messages that have been showing up. I've literally been so busy with clients and clients and clients calling. And every time I tell God, okay, I'm going to take today off. Nope. And so I just integrate it all in my life, because it all goes together, helping people and helping myself and being in that healing space, you know, of just doing whatever I get guided to do and then teach others to do the same. It's very powerful. And so people are in this state of reflection, and I see you are too, actually, in this state of reflection of making choices and thinking, do I follow what the masses are doing or what I'm being pushed to do or what I'm being shown to do, or do I turn inward and really listen to my truth and step above this lower frequency of fear or doubt or whatever that doesn't feel right to me, and say, you know what, I'm just going to stand in the surrender and trust that I'm going to be guided to where I need to be. And that's what I see you going through as well, which is kind of funny.
You're right.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a question?
Of course.
I'm in a relationship with someone named Mark, and I had a conversation with them yesterday about the relationship, the, you know, intentions of, you know, where it's going. And I was just wondering, after that conversation yesterday, can you kind of give me some insight as to what he's thinking, he knew I was a little upset, and I know he was wanting to make me feel better, but is what he, you know, every said true? Is it real? Can I trust that? Or
he's going through a time right now where he's doing a lot of inner growth in himself, and there's a lot of interference in his life of decisions and choices for him. He's distracted. And so what I'm seeing with him is that he needs some space. You know, this is interesting. This is even coming up. He almost needs some space and some time apart, but he doesn't want to be apart from you because he cares about you, but he needs to be apart from you so he can reflect and grow in himself. And you're having a hard time with that too, because you feel like it's a personal push. And it's funny because my clients are going through this. Like it's almost like allow him. Okay. When you two plan what is ahead, okay, we don't know what's ahead, but you're like, are you going to be with me? Are you going to stay with me? Do you think we're going to end up together? Do you think this is fair? Whatever you're planning for the future. Okay. To just live in the moment just now, being in this moment without worrying about how it's going to all turn out, is going to actually release both of you from an obligation of feeling like you have to do something through expectation rather than just enjoy the moment. And if both of you need a break, you take a break. If both of you want to come together, you come together without really thinking about it, because you both enjoy each other's company. But it's more about focusing on what is to come that's becoming this push to separate the two of you. Because it's like you both want answers of what you both can't answer yet because it's not here.
You understand?
Well, that makes sense. The first 6 months of our relationship, we're very close, seeing each other every day. We split up for a month. He, you know, blew up, and I just wasn't going to sit there and be yelled at. And then he came back a month later, and I didn't speak the whole month and wanted to give it another chance. So now we've been back together for 2 months. But now, like, I won't even hear from him for the entire day. And then in the evenings or the afternoon, then he's like, hey, what you doing? You want to come over and go get something to eat or something? But, like, they had a community festival this weekend. He said we could go, but then he took me to another town. It's like, since we've been back together, he doesn't want me around during the daytime, 7 days a week in his town. He'll come over to my house every once in a while. We'll go to another town and go have lunch or something, but he doesn't, it's like he's keeping me at a distance. And then when I asked, talked to him about it, he's, oh, no, I'm not. That's your imagination. And I said, well, you're saying that, but your actions are showing me different. It's a total flip side from where we were at and what we had. And so, you know, what is your intention? I'm not a teenager. You're not a teenager. And I'm not into the friends with benefits relationship. If there's no future, I don't want to waste your time or mine. I don't know why you're keeping me away, but just for a few hours in the afternoon, you want to see me when nobody, you know, when nobody's going to see us together. So he ended up not going to the festival with me. He waited till it shut down. Then he said, oh, now you want to go? I said, it just ended. Everybody left. They're packing up all the tents and the vendors. So I said, you want me to be the closet girlfriend now. And he said, oh, that's not true. That's not true. But here it is today again. I haven't heard from him again. And, you know, and he would, before, he would say, you know, what all do you have to do tomorrow? When are you going to be done? You know, what time do you want to come over? Or what, you know, I'll be doing this tomorrow, whatever. But now there's no talk about tomorrow until all of a sudden I just get a phone call in the afternoon late. So what do you see as far as that? Is there an ulterior motive? Is he trying to, is there someone else in his tent, his little, it's a small community. Is there someone else over there he doesn't want to see us together during the daytime hours now? Or
I feel like there may be somebody else he was dating when you guys broke up, and he's kind of feeling like, well, I don't want you two to run into each other. But it's not about that. He doesn't know if he wants a serious relationship or not. He's reflecting through it. And right now he's got a lot of choices in his own life and distractions. That's what I see around him. He's not.
So there was another woman for that month we were broke up. He was seeing someone else.
I feel like he was just kind of, maybe. I mean, it's coming up that there might be somebody else, not serious, but there might be someone else that he had interest in. But I really don't feel like he knows what he really, truly wants right now. He's kind of in that processing phase, and it's about allowing him to just be and with no expectations. It will grow. If he's in it, it will grow. If he chooses not to be in it, then it's going to fall apart. But he's still there. He's just processing. It's almost like he doesn't know what he wants.
Is he still seeing or talking to this other woman that, since we've been back together, is he still seeing and talking to that other woman in town?
No. No, I don't see him
texting
talking.
Texting or any communication?
Right. I feel like it's more like he doesn't want to run into anybody because he stopped talking, and he doesn't want to, like, have to be in the middle of confrontation. He really doesn't like that. I mean, I don't know anybody who really likes confrontation, but
well, he told me yesterday,
you know,
that he wanted us to have a, you know, he's planning on us being together and wanted me to be his wife one day, wants to get married and plan a life together. That was his intention. And, you know, but he says, oh, I don't know why you're feeling that way. But then I said, well, you never, you know, you stop saying, oh, well, when am I going to see you tomorrow? What all do you have to do first? You know, now it's just, I might hear from you and I might not. No, that's not true, he says.
Let me ask you something, because you're making this all about him. What about you surrendering and just allowing it to just be however it is without an expectation that he calls or anything? Go about doing your life, because when you start to pull and do your own thing, he's going to start coming more towards you. I feel like he's still in it, And I don't feel like it's just for one thing. I don't feel that with him. I think he's just has a lot of reflection to do, because he feels something, but he doesn't, he's somebody who needs to like validate that for himself. And he's thinking, well, maybe I should date other people to validate that for myself. He just is going through this transformation in himself. And it's about you staying there. Is this okay with me? Or do I just, you know, carry on with my life? And if up the road we cross paths again or not, that's a decision you are to make for yourself. The more you push at him, the more it's interfering with him seeing clarity. And so because I feel like you guys had a lot of fun together. And so when you broke up with each other, it kind of made him feel unsettled as well, and you unsettled as well, to why it's almost like you broke that energy line. So now it's kind of like learning to trust on both sides. And it's about coming back gently without that big push. That's what I see. So it's about standing in the surrender, allowing it. If he doesn't call you, he doesn't call you. You know, and for you to question, why are you not calling me? It's more like he gets to choose what he wants because he knows how to do it. You saw what he did before. He made the effort.
Yeah.
Allow him to make the effort. Like you said, people say things, but their actions speak louder than words. And I do see him. I do see him coming back around, though. I see him coming back. There's a very strange energy. I was telling Mary before we got on the call. There's a strange energy right now. A lot of communication difficulties where Mercury retrograde until the 18th of October, which is, I don't even know what the date is anymore, but whatever, it's a few more days
left. The 12th.
The 12th. So we have 6 days of crazy communication chaos, okay? And so right now, having a conversation with anybody about relationships or business or contracts, it's going to all be a total disarray of miscommunication. That's a collective across the globe. So it's almost like surrender, even if it's for 6 days, and just allow things to play out, because I feel like he's reflecting and he's thinking. He came back for a reason, and he's there.
And I didn't want to make a fool out of me having me a girlfriend in the next town over, and then having another one he sneaks around with, his daytime girlfriend over there in his town, and then trying to keep me hidden away so nobody sees us together. But before, he was always wanting me with him all the time in his town and introducing me to everybody as his girlfriend, and, you know, wanting me around doing stuff with him. I mean, he's older. It's not like he has a job or a day job or something. You know, he has a farm and elderly parents that he lives with, and I've done tremendous work with them and helping them. And his mother got injured, and I do therapy, and I, you know, I'm doing therapy for his dad again. You know, I do some laser therapy. And
what do you know to be your truth? What do you know to be your truth? And I really see you sitting with yourself and holding strong.
Well, I don't know what's going on in his town. If there was someone else, and I haven't asked them, and you know, it just doesn't make sense why he wants to keep me away from there during the daytime hours, and then in the afternoons when he figures everybody's gone home for the day and nobody will see us out and about, then he'll call me, you know, to come over.
I'm just seeing that he's just going through processing right now and deciding which way he wants to go in his journey. That's what I see with him. And with you,
ladies, I don't want to interrupt, but I know we've kind of talked about this subject for a bit, and we've got several more callers that have recently joined.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't want to take up all your time.
No, it's okay.
But thank you very, very much.
You're
welcome.
Write
down Elisa's text number, and maybe you can set up a schedule with her, an appointment with her, and let her help you a little bit more, get to the bottom of what your issue is. Her number is 407-432-7088.
Okay, got it.
You're very welcome. All right.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Cindy. I'm going to take the next caller in line. Thank you. And who is with us here?
Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa,
hello,
where
Lisa.
Are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
All right. Well, you've got about few minutes with Elisa, and she'll answer one question for you because we've got other people waiting.
Oh, sure. I just want to know when you see a possibility of, like, a move for me and, you know, changing residence.
I see a lot of decisions being made, and you're very hesitant about your decisions. It's like you want to go, but you're kind of, like, hesitant to go. There's things holding you back right now, and Spirit's telling me you just need to take the plunge, okay? Because you've been thinking about this for a very long time. It's just there's hesitation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, can I afford it? Are we on uncertain times? There's like this hesitation even in your own energy of like, are things going to be okay? Am I going to be able to do this? Like, I just see questions coming up. Okay, but it said take the plunge. So you've been thinking about doing this for a long time, and I feel like you're going to have the help to get there.
Okay.
It's just that more like once you get there, how am I going to sustain life? And it's, I just feel like things are just going to open up for you. You've been wanting to do this for a while. Yeah. But you're hesitant. I feel kind of like, I don't know if I should do it yet. It might not be the right timing. But I do see when you're going to know when it's time and you're just going to go. I just feel like you're just going to get the confidence and go.
Well, I'm actually going to be receiving a settlement, but I don't know when that's coming in. And that's when that's when I'll go.
When the timing, yes. It's all about timing at this point. But I do see you taking the plunge and doing it. I do see you going. Okay?
Do you see when the settlement's coming?
Oh, girl, let me think. I just keep seeing delays. I'm hearing the number two. I feel it's more like 2 months. Delays and resets around this case or around this settlement. And I feel like it's going to take a little bit more time. That's what I'm hearing. But when you get it, I just see you taking the plunge. So just get all your ducks in a row and have a plan because it's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, my dear. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling, Lisa.
Thank you.
Two of the people have dropped away, but they have called into the show several times. And I think this is a familiar number, too. Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Donna. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Hi, Donna. Did you not have a question?
Well, okay. All right. I would like to ask. Last time I spoke, you said something really big was coming in for me, and I'm really excited, and there's going to be a celebration. Is that still coming about? Because the person that won the Powerball, the big Powerball, was about 2 hours away from me in a town near me, and I didn't know. And so I didn't know if that was confused with that. But I do hope something big is coming in for me, and there's going to be a celebration.
No, I do. I feel a lot of excitement around you. I feel so much happiness and joy and fun, and there's a lot of good that's going to be, like, I just feel it's already there. I feel like you're already stepping into it.
Oh, good.
So,
okay, I'm going to stay in that mode then.
Just be there. Just be ready. I just see good coming to you. It's, you know, we always have an expectation that something's supposed to happen the way we want it to. And sometimes it just shows up too. And we don't always know the magic in the moment. I mean, in 1 second, the world can shift from good to bad to good again. And we're like, wow. You know, but when you're in it, it's so hard to see. It's just about stand in the surrender, ready to receive. Because that's what I see. Pretty much all of us are going to be receiving so much good. I just see that. So I trust the process. It's something's happening. There's going to be a big positive after this crazy roller coaster ride. So just be ready. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. You've made my day. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Elisa, we made it to the deadline without going over our time. Everybody who stayed on the line got a question answered. Job well done, my dear.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You are welcome. Have everybody have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.